keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Toby and Emma with your 9am Zedlines. The 1770 Cultural Connections Immersion Festival of Agnes Water and 1770 is set to continue on top of a migratory bird nesting site this weekend. The rainbow bee-eater bird, often nesting in Australia from September to January, flock in hundreds to the site annually. Though event organisers have made preparations to deter the nesting by laying builder's mesh and other materials, there was an option to move the festival to another area. The Gladstone Regional Council held meetings with the Jidargil Development Corporation and offered to pay for the costs of stage hire to move the festival away from the area, or to the Discovery Coast Sport and Recreation Grounds, approximately 7 kilometres away. This offer was refused by the event organisers. Held over the next 2 days, the festival will continue despite community outcry for state and federal protections.
And a content warning for this next story. It covers child abuse. The Queensland school system is under pressure for failure to aid the victim of a sexual offender, Kelly Whiteside, who taught for 9 years after complaints were first made. Miss Whiteside was convicted of repeated sexual conduct with a minor and sentenced in March to 5 years in prison. It came years after complaints from victim survivor Aliyah's parents against Miss Whiteside for her inappropriate conduct. Aliyah, who has been abused since the age of 12, and their parents are now turning their attention to the institutions who should have protected them. However, holding the Queensland Department of Education to account can be difficult. A detective at Queensland Police said, quote, "When you're getting things like reputational damage to a school, they tend to close ranks," end quote.
And in national news, refugees and asylum seekers on Nauru have claimed they cannot afford to eat and have often been forced to skip meals. The claims come despite the Australian government spending $1.5 million per person for a US prisons operator to house them, though the contract does not provide food. One asylum seeker, speaking under the condition of anonymity, claimed he did not buy vegetables or fruit due to the high cost on the Pacific Island. They said, quote, "My health is not good. Every day I feel like I'm dying. Most of the time I think my life has no meaning," end quote. Jana Favero, the Deputy Chief Executive Officer of the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre, accused the government of, quote, "breathtaking negligence in its handling of offshore processing." "Australians should be outraged at this disgraceful cruelty and waste," Favero said.
YouTube's legal grounds for challenging the upcoming under-16 social media ban have been revealed. In a letter sent to Communication Minister Annika Wells, obtained under the FOI laws, YouTube outlined 3 specific legal grounds for contesting its inclusion in the ban. These include concerns over Australia's implied constitutional right to political communication, as well as YouTube's framing itself as a video sharing platform rather than social media. Additionally, YouTube claimed it had not been given the chance to respond to concerns that led to the platform's inclusion in the plan, in the ban. Although initially exempt from the ban, YouTube was included after a report from the eSafety Commissioner found the platform had been, quote, "turning a blind eye to crimes occurring on their services," end quote.
And in international news, British police have now named the suspect involved in the deadly attack of a synagogue in Manchester. Now known as Jihad al-Shami, a 35-year-old British citizen of Syrian descent. The attack killed 2 people and left 4 more in a serious condition. The man drove a car into the crowd outside of the synagogue, proceeding to exit the vehicle and stab nearby worshippers. Greater Manchester Police said, quote, "We believe the person responsible for today's attack is 35-year-old Jihad al-Shami, and, quote, "based on what we currently know, our records do not show any previous recent referrals relating to this individual," end quote. Mr. al-Shami was shot dead on the scene, with police adding 3 more suspects were in custody on suspicion of instigating acts of terrorism. Following the deadly attack in Manchester, Israel's Foreign Minister Gideon Saar has said that Israel is demanding action with the rise of anti-Semitism growing in the United Kingdom.
For your weather today, Brisbane is in for a sunny Friday. It is currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is high and the UV index is predicted to reach a 9, which is in the very high band. That's all for your 9 a.m. news. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to the 4ZZZ website at 4ZZZ.org.au.